time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This Independence Day week, an ad is running on Fox So-Called News featuring Ronald Reagan, reminding our fellow Americans that we are a nation of immigrants and stronger for it.
Through this golden door has come millions of men and women. These families came here to work. Others came to America, and often harrowing conditions. They didn't ask what this country could do for them, but what they could do to make this refuge the greatest home of freedom in history. They brought with them courage and the values of family, work, and freedom. Let us pledge to each other that we can make America great again.
Yes, Ronald Reagan did just say, make America great again. Trump hasn't ever had an original idea. A big story broke very quietly on Tuesday, the day before a big holiday so few people would notice. But the Senate Intelligence Committee released a summary of its 16-month investigation of Russian election meddling and found that Russia did interfere in the 2016 presidential elections. CNN has more.
This is a bipartisan finding that they've made. And the big news here is that the Senate Intelligence Committee is saying that they believe that the intelligence community was right, that they were, that their judgment was sound when they said that Vladimir Putin and the Russians were trying to help President Donald Trump win the election, and they were trying to hurt Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. Now, this shouldn't be that surprising. This should not be huge news, but it is, simply because of what we've been dealing with over the last year and a half with Republicans on the House and other parts of here in Washington who have been trying to undermine those findings of the intelligence community. I'll read a part of what the report says that they've released today in the Senate. It says, since the publication of the intelligence community assessment, further details have come to light that bolster this assessment. And it also says that analysts were under no politically motivated pressure to reach any conclusions. So this finding, again, a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee, is going to undermine the argument that you've been hearing from the White House, from the president, and some of his allies on Capitol Hill, that really what the intelligence community was doing was politically motivated, that it was not as sound a judgment as they've made it out to be.
North Korea is cheating. I know you're shocked. And Trump had the gall to tweet, if not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea. I could go off on him, but it's more fun to hear Shepard Smith from Fox do it.
What the world wants is for North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. What North Korea appears to be doing is expanding its nuclear program. Yet President Trump says talks with the Hermit Kingdom are going well. The White House says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to North Korea on Thursday. His trip comes after our corporate cousins at the Wall Street Journal reported North Korea is expanding a facility that builds ballistic missiles. And the analysts say those missiles are capable of striking U.S. military bases in Asia with a nuclear weapon. The president tweeted this morning, many good conversations with North Korea. It is going well. In the meantime, no rocket launches or nuclear testing in 8 months. All of Asia is thrilled. Only the opposition party, which includes the fake news, is complaining. If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea. At last month's summit in Singapore, the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un promised to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula without giving any specifics on how or when such a thing might happen. It is virtually the exact same promise that North Korea has made and broken for decades. I don't understand who they think they're kidding here. I mean, first we had maximum sanctions in the world together. No North Korea, no North Korea, no North Korea. Then we got together, took some pictures, said some words. Now the expansion continues. Things seem to be worse. And yet the threats of sanctions and all the rest just went away.
On Monday, Trump says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. John Oliver explains just how bad this is.
I'm happy to say here that there is actually some good news, because it turns out there is a constitutional loophole that allows Democrats to, I'm obviously lying here, there is no good news. Everything is terrible now. And look, barring some massive screw-up for Trump, the only thing anyone can really do now is vote. And there are actually two key elections you should really try and vote in. One in 2016 and one in 2014, because that is what got us into this mess. So I want you to go and find a medium-sized cardboard box right now. Take a pen and write Time Machine on the side of it. Not because it'll take you backwards in time. It won't. It's a cardboard box. But what I want you to do is scream into it. Just empty all the anger and frustration that you're feeling right now into that box. And when you're done, tape it up, go out, vote, knock on doors, and take that box with you. And if you ever come across someone who's thinking of sitting out an election because neither of the candidates quite do it for them, and there's not much difference between them anyway, open that box into their fucking face and let yourself from this week scream some sense into them.
And finally, if it's the 4th of July, somewhere the left is starting a second civil war. That's what hate talk radio guy and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones said. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.